And now, James Gravel.
Did you know that the Bible says confessing Christ as Lord is essential to salvation? In three previous programs, we discussed the fact that if a person wants to be saved, he must hear God's Word, believe in Jesus as God's Son, and repent of his sins. But just hearing, believing, and repenting will not save anyone. There are other things a person must do to be saved. To be saved, a person must also confess Christ as Lord. Jesus himself said in Matthew chapter 10, verses 32 and 33, "Whoever confesses me before men, him will I also confess before my Father who is in heaven. But whoever denies me before men, him I will also deny before my Father who is in heaven." Those two sentences should impress upon us exactly how important it is for us not to be ashamed to tell people that Christ is both God's Son and Lord of our lives. But, as if that was not enough, in Romans 10, verse 10, the Apostle Paul wrote, "With the heart one believes unto righteousness, but with the mouth confession is made unto salvation." In this single sentence, Paul linked confession with belief, showing once again exactly how important confession is in the process of a person's salvation. Why is it so important to confess Christ as Lord? There are many reasons, but perhaps one of the most important was summarized by Christ himself when he said in John 14:6, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." It will do a person no good to believe in and confess the names of men such as Abraham, Muhammad, Joseph Smith, Martin Luther, John Wesley, or anyone else. The way to heaven goes only through Jesus Christ. Only He, because of the sinless life that He lived, Hebrews 4, verse 15, has the right to demand our allegiance as Lord of Lords and King of Kings, 1 Timothy 6, verse 15. As Jesus said in John 8, verse 24, "If you do not believe that I am He, you will die in your sins." And as Paul made clear in Romans 10:10, believing and confessing go hand in hand. Doing the former requires the latter. But confession by itself is not enough to save anyone. Join us in our next program as we examine what else a person must do to be saved.
This is the gospel of Christ.